Now here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
So I just talked to my wife. She's in London. Maria's there for a week. And this evening, she was out in London. She went to, as she put it on the answering machine, Tra-la-la-la-la-la Square. And that's Trafalgar Square, but she didn't know how to pronounce it. In fact, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. When I first saw it written down, Trafalgar Square is in London. It's a big square. It's a place where you go. I think it commemorates a battle that was fought. But she said, yeah, I'm here at Trafalgar Square. Okay. And she's out there in the night in London, England. Now, this is something I don't know that a lot of women understand. Maybe you do. This is one of the reasons why men, husbands, brothers, boyfriends, why we're constantly sweating the women in our lives. And, of course, a lot of women, you know, you get offended by that. Well, I'm big enough. If I heard it once, I heard it a million times in my life. I can handle myself. Quit worrying about me. No guy's going to mess with me. Don't worry about me. What are you worrying about, okay? There's cabs. It's well lit. Well, I'm worried, all right? You go out, and all I got are news stories about a woman here, a woman here. Now we got Chandra Levy. See? And the two women up in Yosemite about 2-3 years ago, you remember that horror story? See, sometimes my wife thinks I got an anxiety problem because I worry when she's by herself somewhere in the evening. Well, I'm meeting my girlfriends. Now, here's one that Maria pulled on me. This was great. She's up in Sacramento, and she was working for a radio station up there, and she decided to go to a play one night that was being sponsored by the station. It was a theatrical presentation. So she says to me, well, you know, it was boring, so I decided to walk back to the car. Well, what time was it? It was about 10 o'clock. I had to walk about 8 blocks, and it was, I got kind of scared. Oh, well, and you're the one telling me that you don't worry about it. You know how to handle yourself. Well, it was a little scary, yeah. Well, where were you? I was parked in an underground parking garage. Okay, only the number one place where women are attacked. And then where were you? And then way in the corner in the dark, but I'm fine. This, I don't know if men can explain this to women adequately. I will attempt to, on behalf of the many men out there, explain this to the 15 women that we do have listening to our show. And if you want to see their pictures, by the way, go on to our website, philhendryshow.com. All 15 or 16 women are right there. And the other thing I'm thinking is, ain't London where Jack the Ripper was? Yeah, see? That's another thing. See, what I would attempt to explain is we worry. We worry because even though I know you say you can handle yourself, you're still small. Oh, in other words, a woman can't handle herself? No, but you're more of a target. The reason why you're more of a target, it's very simple. You're smaller and you are perceived to be weaker. I have no doubt there are many women that could kick ass on a guy who attempted to accost them. I have no doubt that there are a lot of women that can handle themselves physically. But the fact is you're perceived to be a target because you're smaller and therefore perceived to be weaker. And when we hear stories about Chandra Levy or any of the number of stories that come in every day about a woman being attacked, she's out jogging. Do you hear the latest? The guy they picked up, the cops got a guy in Washington now who they think might be associated with the Chandra Levy case. Some scumbag that was attacking women out while they were jogging through this park, right? See, we take this information, we input it, we collate it, we spit it back out, my wife's going to get killed. That's just how it, I don't know about anybody else, I could be wrong, but that's how it comes back on me when I hear this stuff. So I'm talking to Maria, what are you doing tonight? Oh, I'm going to go out and to a play, and I'm in Piccadilly Circus, and okay, that's only the Times Square of London, that's great. And then, what time's the play get out? Oh, about 11:30, and then what are you going to do? I'm going to grab a cab. Now, cabs are plentiful in London. It's a one great thing about the city of London, you can get transportation anywhere, and cabs, but I have been stiffed. Because I've been to London about 3 times, and I've stood on a street corner in that city, and I've been stiffed for about 20 minutes waiting for a cab. Not stiffed, I shouldn't say that, but busy. The cabs are taken, man. It's a bit, people are taking them all over the place. And here and now, suddenly, as Janice and I are prepping the show, I'm thinking, okay, let's see, it's about 11 o'clock there. She's standing, she's walking now. That's what she does. She walks. She won't wait. She'll walk. Now she'll start walking, and then she'll get lost because she's got the sense of direction. You know, my wife couldn't find her way home, man, if I gave her guide dogs and a map and laser-sighted telemetry. She's just get. I'll never forget. We were leaving the LA Athletic Club downtown, and you have to go west up north and west to get the hell out of downtown and get somewhere toward our house. And what does she do? Due east, baby, right on into East L.A., Hollenbeck, right on in there. And she calls me. Well, what's the matter? I don't know where I am. You don't know where you are. Where am I? How am I going to know where you are? Where are you? I went over a bridge and okay, you're on your way into the eastern part of the city. You got to turn around. Just turn around. Well, then what do I do? Just turn around and go west, Maria. Go west. And how do I know? The sun sets over there, and when it's the see the light part, go over there. Just go west, man. Craig Taylor just got back from Tokyo, and he said to us in the office, one square block of L.A. is probably twice as dangerous as the entire country of Great Britain. And I said, how would you know? You were in Japan. And he said, yeah, you're right. And then he walked away. And I said, thanks a lot for that. And he said, don't mention it. No, what Craig actually said was that the worst part of Tokyo is the best part of L.A. Didn't you say something like that? It's the worst part of Tokyo is about, you know, a regular suburban block in the valley here. And why is that? Because the Japanese do two things and two things only. Drink and work. They drink for 3 hours and they work for 15 hours and that leaves 8 and 6. That leaves another 6 for sleeping. So it's 3 hours of drinking, 6 hours of sleeping, 15 hours of working, then they get up and they start it all over again. And that's why they're out, you know, they're out pulling us, man. They're doing it, baby. They're dropping like flies, but they're doing it. So getting back to how we worry about our women, this is not some bonanza thing. I'm not talking Big Valley. This ain't the Father Murphy show, man, where I gotta go up and protect the women, okay? You just best go on back down the road now. We ain't standing there with a shotgun and the Amish beard, you know, while she's back there with a bonnet and a baby squealing in a manger. We're talking about just the normal thing that goes through men who have women in their lives, whether it be a girlfriend or a wife. We're talking about your safety. And women want to be independent. And they want to get out and do everything that we do as guys. And they want to be able to feel as free, and they want to do all of this stuff, and they don't want some guy hanging on them and saying, you know, how dare you tell me that I can't go here, and why do you keep bothering me about that, and why do you keep bugging me about this? It's not that we don't want you to do what you want to do with your life. It's every time I flip on the TV, there's another Chandra Levy story. Wendy and I are going to go jogging.
Where?
Along the trails up there in the north of the city. Oh, that's great. Just, well, what's the matter? That's where there was a rape. But never mind. Don't, go ahead. Have fun. Oh, it won't happen to us. Yeah. And why is that? You might explain, oh, quit worrying, Grandma, and now, you know, she's gone. How you getting home tonight? I'm going to drive. Okay, but you're leaving the club by yourself with a girlfriend? Yeah. What's wrong with that? Oh, nothing. It's just a darkened parking lot, you know, outside of a club, and you know, where she likes to go dancing with her girlfriends, because I can't stand dancing to anything other than Stevie Ray Vaughan, Big Mama Thornton. Yeah, that's the only thing I dance to. I will not dance to anything else other than Blind Lemon Jar. You know, I just, Bobby Blue Bland, that's, you know. She goes and then she boogies, man, to Donna Summer, you know, MacArthur's Park once, it's a million times. She wants to hear that. So you're going to go out there and you're going to do what now? Well, we thought what we would do is walk from here to Los Angeles. And it's 11 o'clock at night. Yeah, what's, why? Is there some concern? Oh, no, no. And I know I'm not alone. I know that I'm not alone. I know that there are millions of men, and we wrestle with this. And you can't say no, because then you're an overbearing ogre. You're a manipulating, domineering man. You're a controlling guy. You remind them of their father. You're just like my dad never let me do anything, too. Well, that's the reason why you married me, because I remind you of your father. So, what do you know? Let's just get the cards on the table right now. Am I right? I'm saying something a lot of guys don't want to say, because we don't want to appear as if we're trying to control your life. But every time something like this goes down, where there's a Chandra Levy who decides she wanted to go into a park, and she wanted to go at, you know, and whatever she wanted to do, and she was by herself, and boom. That's why I drink. Because of my wife. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
You ever have your wife or girlfriend call you and she's on the road and it's late at night and she's lost? Has it ever happened to you? Now, my wife called me. She was lost. When she was working in Sacramento, she got lost one night. She was coming from a station function. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. She calls me up. I'm about ready to go to bed because she was working 3 days a week up there, and she was coming back home. I said, yeah, I'm lost, and I don't know where I am. You got to go online now. Go down to the computer. Go to MapQuest now, you fool. I'm like, what the hell are you talking? Go. I don't know where I am. You don't know where you are? No. Are you going west or east? I don't know. Well, it says, it'll say, what interstate? I haven't seen the sign yet, but I think I'm going to Reno. Reno, okay, I know that Reno is east of Sacramento. Okay, but where do you live? Isn't your apartment east of Sacramento? Well, that's what I mean. It's also east of Sacramento, so how far am I? Holy jeez, yeah, Maria, what? Go, get on it, MapQuest. And now I'm getting angry. Go. So she's crying, I'm screaming. What are you doing? I can't believe you. I tell you, you've got to be careful. You know, well, I don't know what I'm doing. What interstate are you on? I think I'm on, you know, something or other. Okay, good, fine. All right, now just give me a sign, any sign that you see. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. And she sees some cypress grove. Every town's got a cypress freaking grove, too, isn't it? Every town has got an orange park and a cypress grove. Cypress grove. So I finally zero it in. I go, okay, look. You're on the east-west route 80, I think it was, 81, 82, I forget. Turn around. Oh, I don't know where to exit because there isn't a... And, all right, turn around. Now get back toward... You got to go west. You got to go west. You got to go back toward the city. You got to go west, okay? What does that mean? San Francisco? Yes. Reno's east, San Francisco west. Go that way. So now she's on her way. And finally, I got her turned around and said, okay, see Interstate 5? Yeah, okay. Now she says to me this, I'm fine now, honey. I'm fine. You can hang up. No. No, I'm not going to hang up. Yeah, I'm fine. Go back to bed. No, I will not hang the phone up until you're pulling into the lot, into the slot where you park your car at your apartment. Well, okay, but you're being really silly. I'm being silly? A half hour ago, you called me up. It was the end of the world. Well, I'm being silly. So fine, I did. I stayed on the phone. She says, well, I'll take the shortcut I know. No, you don't take any shortcut. Just do the thing that I said that you have to do. And then there you are controlling, just like my father. Yeah. So this past Christmas, we had a beautiful, beautiful Christmas. And I saved a little gift under the tree. It was all gold packed. It was just gorgeous. And I gave it to her. And she opened it. She was all excited. There was like a bracelet or a ring. It was a Thomas Brothers guide. All right, here's Heather. Hi, Heather. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not bad.
I just wanted to comment. I think for anyone to walk around, any woman or any man, to walk around alone in a big city or even a suburban area is just stupid. I mean, I'm 20 years old, and when I go out, I make sure I'm with a bunch of people because I know what can happen to me. And, I would kind of want, like, my boyfriend or whatever to be controlling like that. Not to control me, but to look out for me like that, you know
what
I mean?
Just a good, yes. Solid hand to your rear end every now and again is not bad. your knee and just whap. No, you know,
just somebody that's going to say, hey, honey, you know, I'm worried about you. I would like that. You know?
Well, you know, Well, you know, there's a fine line that we got to walk because a woman says she wants a man that'll control her. She also wants to be free. She wants her entire independence. She wants to.
Exactly.
But I think you're right. And when Maria says to me, I'm out, you know, she's over there with her girlfriend, Jamie, and, well, Jamie's not feeling well, so she's staying back home tonight. I said, okay, what are you doing? I'm going to go to a play. You know, and it's like, Jesus, oh, come on, I'm going to be fine. It's well lit. You can get cabs everywhere. And what do you think I'm going to do? It gives me the creeps. So I'm sitting here trying to get the show together. Janice is talking to me. You ever had somebody talk to you and you're looking at their face, but you're thinking about you're a million miles away?
Yeah.
It might as well, like in one of those movies where the person's mouth is moving, but there's nothing coming out.
Yeah.
That's what's happening today, Janice. No offense, but she's talking to me, and I'm just, all I can see is my wife being dragged through the Whitechapel district of London with Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, and...
You ever hear
of
him?
Yeah, and even in, now, even a well-lit area isn't really that safe, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, somebody could grab you, and you're at a gas station, and they're well-lit, you know? I mean, it's just
some
like,
guy who's
really
well-lit
gotta
could
careful.
Grab you. Have you ever
you
heard?
Really
yeah.
Gotta be careful. I mean, you don't like the Chandra Levy or what's her last name? I don't know. But
some Levi.
Yeah, I mean, it's they found her body a year later. I mean, come on. I really don't want to end up like that, and I sure as hell would not walk around in a park alone. You know.
Yeah, a lot of women, you know, they want to go jog and they want to go out into the and jog in the park and say, well, look. What do you want to go jog in the park? You know, well, yeah, I can be by myself. I'm, all, you know, I got the kids here. I got my husband here. It's always just, I want to go out and have a run by myself. Why do you always say, all right, but do you mind? Am I worried? Can you tell me when you're going to be back? Oh, come on. I'll be back when I'm back. I'm telling you. You ever heard of Jack the Ripper?
Yes. Yeah.
I've never, somebody told me about him. What did he do?
Didn't he, like, go around and, like, kill a bunch of people in England or something?
Some place. I don't know. I think it was.
All I know is that no matter how old you are, you know, or no matter what, if you're going to go running around, you need to bring a couple people with you, you know? I mean, there's always
I think you're right. I think you're right. I don't want to be paranoid, but I think you're right. I think you're right. Okay, Heather, thanks.
You're welcome.
I don't need to take any more calls. Yours was it. It backed me up. It said all the right things. You told me who Jack the Ripper was. I'm set.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
Bye. She's not wrong. You don't. It sounds kooky. It sounds really kooky. Now, the thing about a guy being alone. See, I would never think that I couldn't go where I want to go by myself. Because I think I'm smart enough to know what's smart and what's not to do. But maybe I'm not smart enough. I don't know. Maybe I'm not smart enough. I've done some pretty stupid things in my life. I like to think that most of them were, when I was a kid, I would walk home late at night. I'd be like a kid, you know, I'm 16, 17 years old, and I'm walking home. It's 11 o'clock at night. And I remember guys pulling over. You need a ride? No, I'm fine. Come on. Give you a ride. Of course, it didn't occur to me at the time what I was dealing with. It didn't occur to me. The way, hey, he's a really nice guy. And I used to hitchhike a lot as a kid. And you'd get a ride from some guy who'd be rapping to you. And then he'd say, you sound like a great guy. What's your phone number? You know, and you go, oh, wow. I don't know why. I was smart enough. This one guy wanted my phone number. And I'm driving. Guy picks me up and is giving me a ride home. And we're talking about some baloney. I don't know what it was. Yeah, you know, hey, listen, you want to get together and do some stuff? Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Sure. Guy says, would you like to have sex with me? Sure. It seemed like a nice guy. I mean, you providing sex for me, dressed in a thong? Yeah, it sounds pretty manly. Okay, great. And I later went to work for David Hall. But anyway, I'm kidding. No, but this dude, fine, I don't know what it was that I didn't give the guy my phone number. Okay, I just told him to come around back about 2. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Imagine some guy going into the paper this morning and, okay, where is it? Where is it? Oh, yeah, celebrity boxing. Here it is. Yes, Conger won. All right. Some guy's got money on it, you know. Hey, man. Yeah? Did you see Buttafuoco in China last night? Buttafuoco did it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Buttafuoco in China. And Darva Conger apparently beat the crap out of Olga Corbett. And Ron Horshack, apparently he kicked ass. A bunch of these people. This celebrity boxing, I think, truly is an innovative and a great idea. But I think what they need is to mix it up. Now, and I don't mean anything by this, but you know there's such a thing as pro-amateur pornography. You've heard of that. I think pro-amateur boxing, I would watch. And maybe I'm sick. No, sir, I would. Who's a main heavyweight right now, man? Who's Lennox Lewis. I think it would be interesting to see Lennox Lewis go up against Angela Lansbury for three rounds. Just three rounds, amateur rules. Wouldn't that be interesting? It would just be fascinating. Lennox Lewis, Mary Tyler Moore, just Lennox Lewis and any midget, anything, any celebrity midget. Now, not that I got nothing against celebrity midgets, but, you know, there was a period there. We all remember the time, the dark days, the black, black, sick, twisted days when midget black men were big on TV. Gary Coleman, the other guy, Manuel Lewis, the whole cuddly little black guy thing was beginning to wear very thin and was causing me to grind my teeth at night. But I think that celebrity boxing is a brilliant idea, but I think the people at Fox should consider a television executive, Lennox Lewis versus Les Moonves, or however you say that cat's name. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that just be fun? Just a barrel of laughs, Jeff Zucker versus Trevor Burbick. Two rounds, amateur rules, they wear headgear, and, oh, really? Mr. Zucker was killed? Well, that's... Last night, in a shocker, Trevor Burbick murdered Jeff Zucker in a television executives versus heavyweight fight. Now, this was kind of a shock. We didn't think it had happened, but he was beaten to death. Oh, really? Yeah. I don't know how that happened, man. We try to really, I mean, this is just for entertainment. We try to keep that from happening. Mike Weaver, some guy that was almost a... Seriously, almost an animal. Mike Weaver, all right? Let's take Mike Weaver, and he's fighting Mary Tyler Moore. And then the newspaper the next day, Moore killed by Weaver in celebrity boxing. Jesus, how did that happen? We got to investigate this. FCC, then they have a big Senate investigation. Everybody goes to Congress and Capitol Hill. He said, what happened? I don't know. Your Honor, as you know, we try to do these things. Well, you had Mary Tyler Moore and Mike Weaver. Now, what did you think was going to... I thought it'd be a good, clean fight. I thought it'd be very... Clean fight? I guess I look stupid, huh? No, Mr. Senator, I... Oh, come on! Angela Lansbury and Trevor Burbick. But the one that they're going to do, and I've pitched this, this is the other idea that I got for my deal with NBC. I'm going to go to them and say, how about we have Jesse Ventura against Courtney Cox Arquette? And then you find out that Cox was paid to take a dive, and it wasn't the dive you were thinking. It just, you know, it's a different kind of dive. Wendy, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, Wendy.
Hi.
I
wanted to make a comment.
You eating?
Sorry.
I got a rule, no eating.
Okay, let me stop.
All right. Here's Lee on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. You were talking before about when your lady got lost.
Right.
I think that one important thing is that when you go out someplace you've never been before, you should bring along your common sense. I mean, when my ex visited me at my new place of work, she got lost on the way home. And I ask her, you know, she calls up, I'm lost. Okay, where are you? She tells me the intersection. Which way are you facing, east or west?
Is she your ex because she's dead or because...
No, she's my ex because she was suddenly convinced that I was the most evil thing on the planet.
Oh, you stalked her.
Not exactly.
Not exactly? You sort of stalked her.
No.
It's kind of fun dogging people, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. It's fun following to work and everything, isn't it?
Well,
oh, come on. it's a laugh to kind of strike fear into them.
No, she strikes fear into me. I mean,
she
you were talking about
it, didn't she? She deserved it, though. You put a little fear into her. She deserved it, right?
You're talking about Angela Lansbury against boxers. I don't know.
Didn't she deserve it?
Huh? I didn't stalk her. Stop twisting.
All right.
Anyway, when she was lost, I was asking her, what way are you facing, east or west? It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. She says, I don't know. I said, well, where's the sun? It's in my eyes. Big hint, you're facing west. So I said, turn around and go home. It finally dawns on her.
She says, I don't want to go home. And you say, why? Because you live there.
No.
Isn't that what? Yeah, I knew it. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Get, trace that call. All right. To the guy who didn't exactly answer the question, I said, you stuck. She said you're the most evil thing on the planet, and he didn't. I'm kidding around there, sir. Just fooling around, but I wanted to move on. Was that Woody Allen calling in, by the way? I think it was. Here is Corey on the Phil Henry Show. Corey?
Phil.
Yes.
I am glad to talk to you finally. You're my man.
Well, thank you.
Been listening to you on KFH here in Wichita for about 2 months now, and I just find you the funniest guy in the world.
Thank you, man.
Listen, the first time I heard you was when you did the Easter enema thing.
Ah.
That was, I mean, you got me, man.
Easter? Yeah, giving out enemas to preschoolers for Easter.
Oh, my God. You got me hardcore. It was just great.
You wanted to kill me, and now you like the show. That's generally how it happens. First you want to commit homicide, then you really become a fan.
I'm sick. I'm
That's
sorry.
No problem.
Yeah. Well, I just want to let you know, man, you're the best out there, and just keep on kicking it out, bud.
All right, thanks. Nadine, hi. Nadine?
Yes.
Nadine, is that you?
That's me.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Hi. I was listening to your first caller, and I hear the fear in everybody's voice of can't go anywhere, can't walk anywhere, because I'm a woman, I can't be by myself.
Right.
And that's always the mark of someone who's going to be careful and someone who's not going to get into trouble. Most of the people you see who get into trouble and are end up being victims are people who are never thinking about it. They're not cautious. They're not watching. They're not aware. You ever watch the news?
I don't know if that's true either.
Well, I mean, do you ever watch the news and you hear about these random acts of violence and you keep thinking, oh, my God, how am I going to keep that from happening to me? And then you find out that they were into something or somewhere they shouldn't have been if they knew something that was going on. Whatever Shonda Levy was into, not saying that it was her fault.
Wait a minute. I'm telling you that it can happen to you even if you are careful.
I'm aware of that, but that's a lightning strike. We can't walk around our whole lives being fearful of lightning strikes. I mean, it could happen to you, and I'm aware it could happen to me.
All right, so then what exactly are we talking about? Because as we speak, right here on the news, car bomb explodes outside of a Tel Aviv nightclub.
Right.
I guess if I were you, and you could make a very good case, don't be in Tel Aviv. Well, you're right. You know, don't live in Israel. You know,
absolutely correct. Your odds go up if you live in Tel Aviv or anywhere in Israel.
I live in America, and it ain't, you know, we ain't too far behind.
Right. Well, I live in a huge city. I mean, I'm in Houston, and there's lots of bad stuff that happens in Houston. You can watch the Murder and Mayhem Report every night at 6 o'clock if you choose to do so. And there's lots of stuff going on. But when you look behind the story, there's stuff that happens that people get into, aware of what they're getting into, that causes a lot of things that happen to them. Now, the random acts of violence do happen, but they are lightning strikes. So, you know, I go places. I don't go to malls at nighttime because I want to lower my...
You don't go to malls at nighttime?
That's correct. I mean...
What about Christmas time?
Nope, don't do it.
Because you might get mugged at Christmas?
Well, the odds go up. You know, I mean, there's lots of people out looking for victims around Christmas time because they know people...
Okay, thanks a lot for your call. 1-800-449... You know, there is the possibility you could get mugged in the can. Should we stop urinating? I don't know. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I don't know if you heard, but the next Fox celebrity fight, Mike Tyson versus Diane Sawyer. And I think that ought to be interesting. I really think, who do you like in that? I do too. I think Sawyer. And then the next day in the paper, Tyson beats Sawyer to death. And people,
what?
How could this happen? And then Evander Holyfield versus Calista Flockhart. Is that nice? That's just a nice. And then the next day in the paper, you see Holyfield, in a shocker, destroys Flockhart dead on arrival. Only I could find humor in that. Only I could lay around until 1 a.m. thinking up different fights like that. And then, of course, the next day I go to my head shrinker and, so why do you think you have those dreams, Phil? So we're going to do that, and we're certainly going to give NBC the first crack at it. Mike Tyson versus Diane Sawyer, Evander Holyfield versus Calista Flockhart, Tommy Morrison versus Carol Burnett. And that will... I think that's a nice triple bill there. You know, it's a couple of nice prelims. and then when the three actresses die at the hands of these professional fighters, then we'll go to Washington for a subcommittee hearing on how this kind of thing could happen. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show here. Our website is philhenryshow.com. Brand new audio has been added today. How many hours did you put in there today, Craig? I think several hours, four hours of new audio has been added to our archives. We have the most extensive archive of the kind of radio that we do. You know, people ask, well, do you do prank phone calls? No. We do put-on phone calls. I mean, we put callers on our show. And we're the first and only show to ever do this kind of radio. And, of course, there are all kinds of crank phone call TV shows happening now. And we don't really do crank calls. You know what a crank call is? You make a call out. What we do is we set people up to call our show. And you should have seen the email I got from Jimmy Kimmel today about that. Anyway, I'm joking around. Go to our website, philhenryshow.com, and what you'll find, 3 to 4 more hours of brand new audio in our audio archives, our Listen Live line, our 30-day archive. We also have our Backstage Pass that accesses all of that for only $6.95 a month. And pick up a Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt while you're at it. Father's Day is coming up, baby, 2 weeks, and the delivery on our bowling shirt, hey, look at that, 2 to 4 weeks. There you go. Just in time for Father's Day, if it were 4 weeks out and not two. So pick up that Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. Orders will be shipped within 2 to 4 weeks, and if Father's Day is 4 weeks away, it'll get there on time. And if it's 2 weeks away, maybe it won't. By the way, we've just got another fight, George Foreman and Sigourney Weaver, right after these messages. Headline, well, in a shocker, George Foreman beat Sigourney Weaver into a coma last night. It took about 5 seconds, and we're looking into this now. We never thought this could happen. We regret it. Fox is very sad and sorry. And we're going to try to retool the show for the, you know, as a replacement series, man. The fall, it ain't going to make it. But the idea is, it's sound. All we need to do is get a couple of celebrities who want to die. Get some skinny female celebrities who'd like to die within 5 seconds. Well, you know, I'll tell you, sir, you are an abomination before man. What do you mean, Senator? You had Sigourney Weaver walking into a ring with Larry Holmes.
Yes, sir.
He beat her to death. She was wearing protective headgear, sir. Now, are you putting me on? Well, come on. I mean, look at it. This stuff's good. It's recommended by AMF. Same guys that used to own Harley, and now, thank God, they, you know, Harley's American-owned. And what's this Larry Holmes and Sandy Duncan fight? Are you putting me on? It's going to be great. Seriously, she's been working out. What about the wonky eye? That's fine. You know, we'll just knock it back. I think Larry might be able to help her with that. Just one good shot, the eyeball goes straight. Boom. What do you want from me, okay? I'm a TV executive. Okay? So that'll go along with that big fall series that we've got coming, you know. You know, it's going to be called the, it's going to be a really cool show, like the Hans Nelson show, and he's a runaway Nazi war criminal who's now the programming chief at Fox, okay? And he's just about ready to get his fall lineup, and boom, you know, the Wiesenthal Center catches up with him. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Dara. Hi, Dara.
Hi, yeah, this is, I'll be straight up with you. I'm not a lesbian or anything, but the girl who came on before complaining about the whole oh, girls are afraid to walk in dark and this, that, and the other. I think that's really ridiculous. And if you're afraid of everything in your life, you're not going to take any risks.
Girls are afraid to walk when they're dark. What?
That girl who just called in before.
Yes,
saying
ma'am.
How this, that, and the other, you know, girls, I'm not going to go to the mall at dark.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Like, if you're going to sit there and you're not going to take any risks, how do you expect to get anything back in life?
So you ain't never heard of Jack the Ripper?
I mean, if you're going to walk around, you know, in a dark alley, that's your fault, and you should get beat up.
Let me ask you something, Dara. You should get beat up. Dara, what would you do?
Being completely honest.
Where do you live?
I live in Coral Springs, Florida.
Okay, perfect. Now, this is where you would see something like this. Let's just say you're out one night, and a guy in a cape with a top hat is walking toward you. What would you do? Quick.
I'd turn around and walk away.
Why'd you have to do the I'm not a lesbian or anything disclaimer before you launched into your whole...
Because I don't want to have people think that I'm butch or anything, but I'm tired of, like, sissy little girls who can't defend themselves or want to complain to me all...
Let's have the man take care of a thing. Well, look, come on. Well, this is the whole thing. So, in other words, you're going to say to me, let's say you're my girlfriend, hey, Phil, I'm going out for the night. Well, Dara, where are you going? I'm going to go to the movies with a couple of girls, then I'm going to, you know, I'll come home, and are you going to be by yourself? Yeah, but, you know, I'm worried about you.
That's true. You can be worried.
Oh,
but...
thank you. So I get to be worried, but you still get to go out by yourself.
Yes. I can go out by myself because I believe I can take care of myself. But if me and you were going out, me and you would go together, though.
No, let's say we're having a fight. And you say, okay, be that way. I'm leaving. Clunk. See?
But it's you. It's you, Phil. I would never leave you.
Okay. Now let me ask you this. Why are you necessarily walking away from a guy in a top hat and a cape?
Because he's the type of guy who I would not even want to talk to even if he was normal because he's...
Because you don't really see guys in top hats and capes in Coral Springs, Florida?
I do all the time. I have a couple neighbors that wear it.
Oh, that's nice. Now, do you carry a gat, as they say, a gat?
I prefer a heat. I pack heat.
You pack heat?
Yes.
Now, I get it. Your boyfriend's a magician. That's where he wears the top hat and the cape. Anyway,
yes.
So you do carry a piece. Seriously, do you carry a gun?
No, I don't carry a gun.
Why not? I don't know why you wouldn't. Get some of that ratchet.
If you're my boyfriend, you should be able to fight for me.
Oh, here
then.
We go. Now she's coming on to me. You know, my wife's in London, but the fact is, you're all the way across the other side of the country. But I do have a top hat and a cape.
Ooh, send me pictures then.
But I'm impotent. So see,
that's okay.
With every
we can work around that.
We can. All right. That was my wife, by the way. Hold on for a little. Dara, I want to get your phone number. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.